Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Rants and Raves, in which I, Steph Beckett, have kicked Gary K out of his own podcast. And joining me is Brandy Alvarado Miranda. First of all, Brandy, how are you? How are things? You were just talking about like how crazy busy this year has been.
Yeah. I mean, we're Q1 and it's just rocking and rolling, really, really busy. And I think we were just talking about how quickly InfoComm's coming up fast and furious. So a lot of preparations coming
which
for that.
Literally just makes me sweat just thinking about it, that like InfoComm is like 2 months away essentially. Like just a second ago,
sweat, and I was gonna say, and speaking of sweat, we have all that humidity to look forward to as well.
Yes, love Orlando.
Oh man.
Well, anyway, you are here today. You have a lot of jobs. You do a lot, but you are here today representing Wave It. So first of all, before we get into that, tell everyone who is watching or listening, what is Wave It?
So Wave It was conceived to essentially empower women in this industry through career resources, through job placements, through internship with mentorship programs, really throwing a lot of different resources at the women in our industry to help sort of fortify, bolster, and get us a little bit more equity in the association, essentially.
For sure. What is your role in that?
I founded Wave It along with a handful of others, and I am on the board as the head of the marketing end of Wave It, but also really just as a founder and somebody who sort of steers the ship a bit.
Very cool. Well, you have been busy, partially so much so, because you guys announced the scholarship, the Mary Cook Scholarship. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that? First of all, like the scholarship's origin.
Yeah, so Mary Cook passed away around November of last year. And she was somebody who was extremely near and dear to a lot of us that are on the board at Wave It. We sort of all grew up together in the AVIXA Women's Council. So when I was chair back in 2019 through 2021, we started a number of local groups. And one of them was in Atlanta, where Mary was residing at the time. And then subsequently, she moved back to Michigan, which was her home state. And she started a group in Michigan. So I worked in tandem with her a lot during our time on the councils together. And she was always somebody who I loved her passion for the industry as somebody who was very much a trailblazer, somebody who talked the talk and walked the walk. She was kind of a no BS kind of a person. I don't want to cuss on camera here, but she was really one of those people that really, kicked ass and took names, really. She was always somebody on the council who would step up and say, this is right, this is wrong, this is how I see it. And I just always admired her very ballsy spirit. That's the best way to describe Mary. She just, she wasn't going to take any crap from anybody. And then also from the technical side, she's just technically one of the most brilliant consultants I've ever had the honor of, of working with. Just brilliant. And so we created this scholarship in her name, and we wanted to honor her memory. And really, this is geared towards somebody who is about 2 years or under in their career path, and somebody looking to work as a designer, really like a consultant designer kind of aspiration. So somebody very early on in their career is what we're looking for. Obviously, prefer to give this away to a woman. That's kind of our prerequisite because we want to see more women in the industry, much like our Mary, and paving a path.
Very cool. I think that that's an awesome way to honor someone's legacy, is to help make space for others in the industry who can do what she did.
For sure. And this is something that we, will have as an annual thing towards her. So at InfoComm, we're planning on giving out, bracelets that, help remember Mary. She was a purple girl, so we'll have our purple bracelets to be given out. We we'll be definitely doing a meetup for Wave It to be, you know, to be announced at a later time, but really, and also help bring whoever this scholarship recipient is into the fold, into a networking situation where she can make some fast friends and fast connections with, you know, other women in the industry.
That's important, because that's kind of like one of the hardest parts of joining the industry is like finding a group of people you can talk to.
Yeah,
like that's hard.
It is.
So what all does the scholarship entail for the winner?
Boy, it is what we would consider a full ride to InfoComm. So it's travel, it's lodging, it's a full InfoComm education pass, so they can take any of the courses at InfoComm, any of the sessions at InfoComm. It also gets them into the Women's Council breakfast. It gets a membership to not only AVIXA, but also to Wave It and part of the mentorship program as well. So it's really a full ride.
Very cool. Are students eligible? Are they considered?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, very cool. Have you, so when did you announce this scholarship again?
We announced it about 2 weeks ago, and applications are open. You can go onto the Wave It site under our scholarship navigation. And it's a very quick submission form that we ask potential candidates to fill out, a little bit about themselves really and why they think that, you know, they would be significant for this opportunity. And we are closing submissions on the 18th of April. And then essentially a group of us, a committee comprised of folks at Wave It, as well as Mary's former company, NV5, are going to be vetting those scholarships and picking our candidate, essentially, and then announce early May.
Very cool. Are you going to do rounds of interviews with that, or are you just going based on applications?
Oh, for sure. We definitely consider this an interview process. We're even asking for like a short video interview, because we know that this is the wave of the future. We have to be able to communicate over video as well as, you know, in person as well. So we want somebody who's well-rounded.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of taking a step back and going back to Wave It. So this is a pretty new organization, new within like the past 2-3 years. But for anyone who's watching and like might want to get involved, might want to join, how do they find out how to do that? Who can they talk to?
Oh gosh, talk to anybody on our board. Connect with me on LinkedIn and, you know, find me anywhere you can find me. We're all very, very accessible, which is, you know, one of the core sort of concepts of Wave It is for us to be connectors and to be accessible. So you can find me on LinkedIn, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, anywhere, you know. So connect with us or connect with anybody on the board, but really check out Wave It, our website. So it's womeninavit.org. You can also find us all over social media as well. And there are so many things that you can get involved with. So we have an internship program. We work with organizations to help find interns, essentially, for them to attract and retrain, you know, people into the industry. We have a mentorship program, like I mentioned as well. So we are matching people, daily mentors and mentees. It's an ongoing program, so you can join at any time. There's not a, you know, there's not a set time frame that you need to join or be done with your, you know, program with. We've also got, you know, a job board. So employers and employees can also, you know, post their resume, but also employers have the ability to post jobs and sort of get cross-matched as well. I mean, there's just a slew. And then we have committees that are taking on initiatives like outreach and membership and sponsorship and diversity and wellness and a whole slew of things that are important to women in this industry and to help, you know, again, fortify and bolster our numbers.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing all of this work in the industry. It is something that is very needed. And I mean, like, we're already seeing the effects of it. Like, I've met more women in the industry, like, in the past 2 years than I ever have in my almost like 10 years of being involved with AV. So it's been fantastic. So clearly, like, your efforts are working.
Thank you. We hope so.
Yeah. No, it's great. And I'm very thrilled that, like, you know, we're starting to see like the fruits of the labor start to happen as more and more women like find out how great this industry can be. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Brandy, and thank you for your time. It's always good talking to you.
You as well. Thank you.
Rave Radio with Ransom.